Tony Abbott threw a political grenade, and this time the Cabinet picked it up and threw it right back. Mr. Abbott's warning that the government was in danger of drifting to defeat has brought an immediate and fierce backlash, with even some of his most loyal allies unloading on the former Prime Minister. Tony Abbott advocated cutting immigration, spending and taxes to win back Conservative voters, but some ministers say that as leader he often did the opposite, and one described Tony Abbott's latest comments as sad and destructive. From Canberra, Naomi Woodley reports.
The Prime Minister, Malcolm Turnbull, insists he's not distracted by Tony Abbott's latest public spray.
With great respect, it's distracting you. It's not distracting me. I'm focused on delivering for Australian families.
But he and several senior colleagues have not been so untroubled as to let Mr. Abbott's views pass without comment.
In the last 6 months or so, my government has delivered more through the Senate, through the whole Parliament, than we did in the last 3 years.
Mr. Turnbull was clearly buoyed that the senior Conservative and Finance Minister Matthias Cormann spoke out so strongly against the former Prime Minister. This morning on Sky News, the WA Senator, often known for his controlled media persona, criticised Tony Abbott at length.
I was flabbergasted by Tony Abbott's interview last night. There is nothing good that comes from an interview like that. It was deliberately destructive. It was completely unhelpful. It was not designed to be helpful. He was not trying to help our cause or help our country. It was quite self-indulgent. And, I think it is, very sad that Tony Abbott has chosen to go down this path.
The Prime Minister endorsed that view.
Matthias Cormann has described it and characterised it perfectly, succinctly, and accurately.
But the former Prime Minister wasn't promising to back off when he was stopped by Channel 9 in Sydney. He said he wasn't taking pot shots at colleagues and he supports the party's leader, but...
Having got the government back into office, I think my duty now is to try to keep us on the right track, and I'll keep doing that.
Many in the government are so critical of Tony Abbott precisely because he promised no wrecking, no undermining and no sniping when Malcolm Turnbull deposed him as leader. But the former PM still has supporters. Chief among them is the Tasmanian Senator and former Minister Eric Abetz.
Putting forward new policy ideas should never be seen as sniping or undermining. It is in fact designed to help rebuild our fortunes and to ensure that we are engaging on policy issues that are of concern.
He told the world today that it's unfair for colleagues to criticise Tony Abbott when he was putting forward ideas to win back voters.
What is important is that we look at what was actually said in relation to policy and whether there is a need for the Liberal National Party coalition to retweak or refreshen its policy narrative to the Australian people.
Last night, Tony Abbott used a television interview and the launch of a collection of essays by Conservative writers to set out those policy proposals.
Why not say to the people of Australia, at the next election, we'll cut the rent to help with your power bills. We'll cut immigration to make housing more affordable. We'll scrap the Human Rights Commission to stop official bullying. We'll stop all new spending to end ripping off our grandchildren.
The government's chief tactician, Leader of the House Christopher Pyne, used his own show on Sky News to set about dismantling Tony Abbott's record.
He says that we should freeze immigration, yet when he was the Prime Minister, he had record levels of immigration, something that I support coming from South Australia. He says we should abolish the Human Rights Commission, and yet when he was the Prime Minister, he shut down the debate on whether we should reform Section 18C. He says we should cut taxes, and yet when he was the Prime Minister, he increased taxes, whether it was the deficit levy on high-income earners or whether it was the fuel tax.
And in listing his achievements, the Prime Minister, Malcolm Turnbull, delivered this backhander to the man he ousted.
I don't just talk about cutting taxes. I've cut them. My government hasn't put up personal income tax. It's reduced it. Done. Tick. Gone through the Parliament.
The similarities to the destructive Labor leadership tensions between Kevin Rudd and Julia Gillard are plain. There was an almost identical phase where former colleagues sharply criticised Mr. Rudd's performance and record as he was plotting his return to the Prime Ministership. Tony Abbott argues that without policy changes, the coalition risks being seen by voters as Labor light. If this kind of public brinkmanship continues, there'll be nothing light about the comparison.
Naomi Woodley.